welcome to Approaching Anthropology with Aaliyah. I'm your host for this podcast, Aaliyah Joseph. For those who are new here, this is a podcast where I delve into the history of influential names within the social science discipline of anthropology. In the last episode, we took a look at Richard Beasley. For this episode, we're going to be diving into the past of Ruth Benedict. So stick around to find out more about her childhood as well as her career as an anthropologist. Ruth was born June 5, 1887, in northern New York State with the name Ruth Fulton. During her childhood and during her education, she mentioned in her journals that she never fit into the positions and categories appropriate for her gender and her time. She attended Vassar College and studied English literature from 1905 to 1909. During her years after college, she recounted that she discovered the limited employment opportunities open to women in society. She was later introduced to the field of anthropology through her discovery of the feminist movement. Ruth Benedict eventually began to dive deeper into cultural anthropology and later acquired popularity in the anthropology field due to the publications of Patterns of Culture. She is also known for her research studies of Japanese culture during World War II. Now that you have some background information about her childhood and her education, time to talk about one of her most known research studies. Her research was published through her book, Patterns of Culture, in 1934. Her study was carried out to research the relationship between culture and personality. The main focus revolves around her case studies of three different cultures and how they all have unique traits and practices special to each culture. The three cultures include the Zuni of Mexico, the Dogons of Papua New Guinea, and the Kuakudal of Vancouver Island. She describes two dominant personality types that generally occurred in all three cultures, as well as which cultures demonstrated the most common personality type. Some other topics that are discussed in the publication include the theory that culture is not based in biology, and instead that mental processes are a product of culture. She also delves into the premise of cultural anthropology and what defines and constitutes culture. Benedict later talks about the importance of not judging another culture based on your own when studying, because viewing another culture's customs and beliefs with a biased perspective will only lead to negative perceptions. The ending topics include arguments for social ethics, as well as defiance and abnormality in relation to society. She entered the study with an ethic perspective, meaning she was not part of any of the cultures she studied in Patterns of Culture. In regards to some schools of thought that are associated with this study, they include cultural relativism, the belief that anthropologists shouldn't compare and judge another culture based on their own because it can lead to judgments and a biased perspective. Ruth is also generally known for her feminist perspective. However, this study was not specifically related to studying the feminist aspect of the cultures. She's contributed to many ideas in anthropology through this research study, including the ideas that each culture has its own set of personality types that pattern the attitudes and behaviors of the individuals within the culture, the idea that characteristics that are abnormal in one culture may be accepted in another, as well as reinforcing the idea that it is important not to judge another culture based on your own. Her findings can also help why people of different cultures may not always agree or be amicable because their values and personalities stem from different cultures. Now it's finally time to wrap up this episode. Today we've talked about Ruth Benedict's childhood, her education, one of her most known works, Patterns of Culture, as well as her legacy in the anthropology field. As for the next episode, we'll be talking about another cultural anthropologist, Margaret Mead. So tune in next week to approach some more anthropology. As usual, thank you so much for listening and see you guys next week.